The topic of this lesson is fighting against the evil inclination. We are in excerpt number 5. So, fighting the evil inclination. Number 5 by Baal HaSulam from Shamati. One who has a choice, yet struggles to go by the path of faith, is called a man of war. Again, one who has a choice, yet struggles to go by the path of faith, is called a man of war.
And Shilot.
No questions.
Ken.
So number 6, Rabash. One should always be in a state of overcoming. This is considered that he is always at war. As our sages said, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination, and Rashi interpreted, make war with it. If a person always walks in a state of above reason, the Creator says, behold, I give him my covenant of peace. As it is written, I will hear what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people and to his followers, and let them not return to folly. This means that after the Creator makes a covenant of peace with a person, he has no more wars. As it is written, when the Lord favors man's ways, even his enemies will make peace with him. Again, Rabash, number 6. One should always be in a state of overcoming. This is considered that he is always at war. As our sages said, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination. And Rashi interpreted, make war with it. If a person always walks in a state of above reason, the Creator says, behold, I give him my covenant of peace. As it is written, I will hear what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people and to his followers, and let them not return to folly. This means that after the Creator makes a covenant of peace with a person, he has no more wars. As it is written, when the Lord favors man's ways, even his enemies will make peace with him.
No. Kiev.
Да, дорогой раб. А что значит гневить доброе начало на злое начало?
What does it mean to vex the evil inclination over the good inclination?
When a person disagrees,
возникает в нем,
he disagrees with what awakens in him.
Или наоборот злое. И он желает сопоставить одно с другим.
An evil inclination, good inclination, or on the contrary, an evil inclination, and he's asking to put them to death.
How practically to adapt it, to put one before the other, the good and the bad in the ten?
Imagine a state.
И когда вы чуть приподнимаетесь,
you're in an egoistic state, And when you rise just a little bit above that state,
you want to
be in a better state, an altruistic state. And you have resistance. This is the work that we have to do. And that state is called war.
So we fight against what's opposite of us?
We fight that which opposes the Creator.
So what is the victory? Because it says here that if the Creator is
человек старается быть ближе к товарищам и вместе с ними ближе к Творцу,
if a person tries to be closer to the friends and together with them closer to the Creator, and then in this way,
все свои плохие качества,
he can begin to submit before him all his bad qualities, those evil qualities, turn them into good qualities.
How can I take my evil qualities, let's say those who cause separation, how can I cause them and turn them into good?
The Creator gives one strength. The Creator gives forces, and from the evil qualities, you begin to acquire the good, corrected qualities. If it's not the Creator doing it, who is doing it?
Good morning. How can one be above reason all the time?
Always above reason.
How can a person be above reason all the time?
He can't always be above reason, but he can yearn for it. He can have an inclination for it. He needs to do that. And then when the Creator raises him to faith above reason, then he feels, he can feel he can be close to the Creator.
Ukraina, woman.
Здравствуйте, Раб. Я хотела спросить, вот что значит, что Творец заключает.
Hello, I wanted to ask, what does it mean that the Creator makes a covenant of peace with us? What is that state, covenant of peace? How can I feel it?
Вот когда достигнем этого, тогда вы увидите, тогда не будет у нас противоречий.
When we attain it, you will see, we'll have no contradictions. On the contrary, we'll have the correct state, we'll understand one another.
Barur.
Latin. Clear.
Prof. Cada que uno logra sobreponerse algo, por más diminuto que sea,
every time we are successful in overcoming, even if it's something small, afterwards a bigger challenge comes, a bigger problem, and we have to overcome again. So how not to run away from that campaign?
Well, that's our path. We go from step to step, degree to degree, and the Creator is helping us, and we need to receive from the 10 each time the power to advance, to rise, to climb higher and higher. Why else do we need the group? To help us grow stronger, connect, and mount the top.
Barur. Tov.
Is that clear?
I wanted to ask, but you already gave an answer. What does it mean to make a covenant between the friends?
You connect in such a way that you can always help one another.
How to keep the condition of covenant, because we see everything that's happening around, and that's a calamity. You could say that it comes on account on the states that we're not keeping the covenant or the avut.
So how to
you
need to be tied together and understand that the covenant is in each one and in everyone together. The ten has to care only about how all of us are connected and all of us ensure that each one is connected.
Tel Aviv 3.
It's not clear if a person has to search for the war with the evil inclination or the peace with it.
They're connected to one another. So it depends on the state a person is in.
When should we go above reason? Becomes an escape from the relationships between the friend instead of dealing with it.
We need to try and deal, face the disconnection between the friends. That's the main thing. To constantly protect the connection between us and between us, from between us to the Creator.
Thank you.
PT 31.
In our 10, a few of the friends suddenly, in a very strong and clear way, it was revealed that the war is against that same wicked. And when the friends, each one fights on their own, in the exact same way they fight against the same wicked. And that caused a shock and a very closeness between those friends. That I'm searching for my brothers. It was a revelation of the brothers. So my question is, I saw that it doesn't happen for all the friends in the 10. It only happens in part of the friends in the 10, at least right now. So the question is, how do the friends, this revelation happened to them, how can they help the 10 with this?
You need to see it from within the work in the 10. I can't get into it and tell you. Search for it. Discover it. But talk about it.
I feel it's something very strong. How can we protect the 10 as a 10? And that, God forbid, there won't be a division in the 10.
If you think this way, no harm will come to you. Just gently start correcting the situation.
Of, I was thinking if I combine the text that we read before and this text that we just read, if I become a warrior, that's when I can hear the Lord speaking words of peace.
Kid.
Yes, it's possible.
Gilad.
Gilad.
Number 7. From Shamati by Bala Sulam. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above. Because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens, then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near the manner of dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive. So it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, my sons defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
Again,
number 7. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned is annulment of the will to receive. So it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, my sons defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you the desire to bestow instead.
אני נתתי לכם רצון לקבל, ואתם מבקשים ממני שאני אתן לכם במקומו רצון להשפיע.
טוב, נו, נלך למרכז ון.
למה הולך בדרך אמונה נבחן ללוחם?
Why is one who goes with the path of faith is considered a warrior?
Again?
Why is the one who follows the path of faith considered a warrior?
כי הוא הולך נגד הטבע.
Because he goes against his nature. Our nature is not faith.
Latin 10.
Gracias, Rav. Parte de la victoria en esta lucha es llegar a justificar al Creador y así poder renovar el
pacto. Part of the victory in the fight is to justify the Creator and renew the covenant every time.
Yes.
¿Quién?
Yes.
Ala, Gilad.
¿Qué tal, Gilad?
Number 8. Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is prayer, as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory. Again, number 8. Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he could not overcome it. Rather, man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from the swore or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens himself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, and this is essentially the victory.
Africa One.
Oui, merci Rav. À part la prière, quelle autre âme nous avons pour faire cette guerre?
Except for prayer, what other weapon do we have to fight the evil inclination?
We don't. Before the prayer, we have to connect between us and ask for the connection in the prayer to come closer, to be as one man in one heart. And the prayer. That's it. But there are many details in it. That's why, although it looks as if there's nothing besides prayer, it actually includes all the relationships between us and between us and the Creator.
Beseder. Piti Teisha.
We just read a few excerpts about the inner war in man, but there's also an external war that we see. What's the connection between those two wars? Rav, There is no connection. There is no connection. We have to relate to the war, that it shows us as much as we still are not united. Also externally and also internally.
Was also these words like overcoming, faith, adhesion, now prayer. Can you put these in order?
No, from inside, we're going to start seeing how it organizes correctly in everyone, and not that I'm going to do this work instead of you.
What should we aspire to? Peace or victory, as it's written here?
I don't see a difference between them. Also, peace and also victory is what happens the moment we are connected in the good way between us and with the Creator.
בסדר. טוב. צפון אחד.
שלום רב. מה ההבדל בתפילה ממרכז הסיריה?
What's the difference between the prayer from the center of the ten and the person's individual prayer? What is the power of this and the power of that?
A personal prayer from within a person is only a preparation. That's all it can be. But not that it really affects the system. But a prayer that comes from a ten is already a prayer that belongs to the entire system.
And
truly changes reality.
Nevertheless, what's the power of personal prayer? What does it give us?
It's only a person's preparation to reach the common prayer.
PT2. It's written, number 8, that a person should strengthen himself each time anew, without retreating from this war, and without cause oneself despair under any circumstances.
So
what could show us a person is causing despair to himself, and how to avoid these things that cause despair to a person?
Pay attention where his eyes are directed towards. That has to be only to the center of the group. And to try and locate the Creator there.
Can I ask?
Yes.
We have many paths, many systems in the ten. To what extent dissemination is part of our connection in the ten?
Dissemination is a very important part, especially, for instance, in our times and our days. Because by this, we can really change reality.
And for the correction of the connections between us, the correction of the soul, connection between us, which dissemination is more powerful? Dissemination the person does with himself, with others, sharing excerpts and such, or part of a mass dissemination organized by the organization?
Both.
Okay.
Who knows how we're affecting the public, the individual in the collective, and the collective that is put together from individuals? There still isn't a form we can stabilize.
Another one. As an organization, how important it is for us to develop such systems that will support not only the creation of content, but the connection of the entire kli around dissemination.
It's very important, but I don't know how realistic it is that really everybody connects. There are a few dozens of people that are connected to the dissemination, and that's also good. But as much as more come, we'll have a stronger intensity in dissemination, and in that way we'll advance in a quicker way to the correction.
Woman Hebrew 3.
Woman Hebrew 3.
According to the excerpt we just read, is the victory the result of persistence through the power of prayer, even when we don't see a result?
Yes. You are right.
So what can give us this persistence, perseverance?
Still, we have a connection between us, and in this way, we hold on to each other.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Hola, Rab. Hola, Clima Mundial. Rab, pareciera que con todos estos extractos...
It seems like with all those excerpts... the war seems necessary...
desear la paz o a través del amor, but que es una fuerza mayor.
We don't hate the war in order to attain peace or even reach love.
That's correct. We don't hate the war enough in order to attain peace. That's what we learn about and we talk about, and let's hope that we start hating every separation between us as something unbearable, that there is no worse. And then connection or lack of connection or separation, they will escort us all the way towards the purpose of creation.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
What is the prayer of the ten? How should the prayer of the ten look like?
As one man with one heart in the ten that were praying with mutual agreement about a certain problem and towards the Creator, that's how we're putting him before us.
We need to pray for one thing, one particular problem, or each one has to express?
No. On one thing. One thing.
How do we come to scrutinize this one thing?
Speak about it between you. Make a preparation and pray. Okay.
Thank you.
Woman PT 33.
Women
PT 33.
You said that you are inside an egoistic state and that there's resistance and you rise above it a little bit and you want to be in a better state, altruistic state. That's the work we should do. And this state is called war.
Yes.
The question is the state you described, in that state you described, is it important that each one will look after himself so it won't come into expressing the relationship to the friends, but happen inside of us?
That's true too.
And that's war that advances us.
Yes.
Now, if we're in a state where we can't adhere, we can't hold ourselves back, and that resistance inside comes into an external expression in the attitude between the friends, and that's the reason we see these horrific wars outside of us?
Yes. Yep.
יש לך שכל, יש לך רגש.
You have a mind, you have the feeling, you have everything in order to reach the correction.
Woman Hebrew 2.
Woman Hebrew 2.
These days, it's very difficult not to be influenced by what's happening outside in this war. I feel that what's important is to increase the prayer and disseminate. That's what saves me from this situation. And in the 10, it's a bit split. Some of the girls think, oh, we should enter into this grieving and this and horrors and see, watch the news. And I keep saying, no, we shouldn't do it. What's correct? I feel like if I'm getting into it, it's very difficult for me.
Hug everybody and awaken them from the warmth in your heart. That's how it is.
Николаев, Сочи.
Николаев, Сочи.
Вот если наше единственное оружие, как сказано в отрывке, это молитва.
If the, my only weapon, as it's written, is the prayer. In truth, I don't know how to pray. I think also in the 10, we're not exactly praying as needed. Not also the prayer before prayer.
No,
chronologically, maybe to do it. The prayer, for us, a prayer is something sort of, we're winging it. We say, yeah, let's do a prayer, let's put together a prayer at the end of some of the meeting. It's like a summary. But if it were the foundation, how should it be constructed? How to build it? How did Kabbalists do it in a perfect way? So we can maybe take an example from them. Yeah, we think that we may know how to pray, but we don't.
It's not simple. The main thing is the prayer. Because after all your efforts to the Creator, only the prayer reaches Him.
Что вы подносите к нему? Вот как к начальнику, от которого зависит все твое
будущее. Like a manager at work, that your whole future, let's say, depends on it. You give him some request. You write it down, what you would want and why, and how. All of this has to be passed through prayer, your request. Try together with the friends. And the Creator is like the one managing the whole world. Take that prayer. He will take the prayer and decide what to do with it. Or he says that these guys have to suffer a bit and find themselves and annul one towards the other in a mutual way and so on. Meaning, what can the Creator answer that? And in that way, you will advance. Clear?
Приоткройте, как это было вот в такой в идеальной десятке, я не знаю, как это, сколько времени это
уделяется. You could tell us how it was in the perfect 10, how much time was dedicated to it all day or part of the gathering.
Constantly, we say, I wish they prayed all day. Because during the prayer, you check yourself, you correct yourself, you raise a second question, a third, and so on. And then gradually, everything comes to one. That's what you have to discover. But it shouldn't come from suffering, but from your heart.
Турки 4.
Thank you, Rav. Question from Turkey 4. Are there any connection between our internal wars in our connection and the wars we see in the corporeality? Aren't they both conflict of systems?
Rav, haim yesh... Slicha. Haim yesh kesher bein ha-milchamot she-anachnu orim betoch ha-kesher beinenu be-kvutza ma she-kore be-gashmiut ואם מה שקורה בגשמיות וחיים שניכם לא התנגשות של מערכות
כן יש קשר
yes there is a connection obviously there is
אנחנו לא כל כך מודעים לזה
we're not aware of it so long but there is a connection
woman Moscow
women Moscow
Здравствуйте, Раф. У меня такой вопрос. У меня в последние дни себе задают
Hello, Rav. My question is, in the last few days, I'm asking myself,
какой совет они бы нам дали?
What would Rabash and Balsalam tell us right now? What kind of advice they would give us right now?
Где же ваша молитва?
They would only say one thing. Where is your prayer?
Где ваша просьба? Где ваша просьба?
Where is your request? Where is your request?
Где же ваша просьба?
You have a manager. Where is your prayer? And you, and we are not doing it.
Понятно.
А почему мы это не делаем? То есть мы вас не слушаемся.
А вы спросите себя.
Why aren't we doing it? We don't listen to you?
Ask yourself. Ask yourself.
PT
33.
One excerpt he recommends to vex the evil inclination by the good inclination, and the other one he says that we should start the war. So the question, do we need to start the war, or when the war starts, we need to get together and respond?
We don't start the war. We don't. Even though we need to be in it and be ready for it, the war against our evil inclination, but actually we don't have any forces to really begin that war, even though it's written that in each and every moment a person has to wage war with a good inclination against the evil inclination, but we can't. The Creator that does that war and brings us to it, and we need to participate in it.
Can we ask about the external war? We now have a threat from Iran, maybe it's an all-inclusive war. Do we need to wait there as well, or start, or wait for it to come to you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it can. Obviously, it can turn into a collective war. Yeah?
I'm
not... taking it off the daily topic.
Ken.
Yep.
Toda.
Malasot.
What can you do? We are to blame that to begin with we weren't successful in the war without the real live weapons, but in thoughts and intentions and desires in spiritual actions. We are guilty in it. That's why we are coming to corporeal actions. We'll see what's going to happen. I'm From this, I'm calm. But it's not good that we, the nation, won't wake up enough. They're satisfied that the Americans are sending an aircraft carrier here, missile carriers and more things. Supposedly that that's what's going to help us in the war of the evil inclination.
Meyer.
Can I add?
Quick.
Not only do we see that we see animals helping each other when they run out of the burning woods, they don't devour each other. We see here that even when we're running out of the woods, we're eating each other.
Right. Right.
The evil is revealed on top of the evil.
Internet.
Yep. Internet.
Shalom Rav. Women PT6.
Women PT6, they ask, we feel in this war the cry of the mothers. What about our message from, what should be our message from women towards the people?
The women are a huge power. If they were connected, they would do a very big positive action in the world. I have nothing else to add. Let's hope that they'll understand what they have to do.
H4.
Thank you, Rav. Something that excerpt number 5, one who has counsel has choice, yet struggles to go by the path of faith, is called the man of war. Give us a counsel so we can go on the path of faith and wage a war, please.
I can't tell you more than what's written in Rabash and Bala Sulam excerpts. And now we're reading from more Kabbalists that came before. There's nothing else to say. Just read it and read it and repeat it and try and understand it more. A few times read every excerpt, and then you'll understand a bit more what they mean. You will come closer to their reason. They will affect you more. And in this way, we can support each other. We in the sages and they in us. I'm sure that it will help us, and everything depends on as much as we want it to help us soon.
Tov, nishar lanu rak.
Okay, we are left with Women Ukraine.
Дорогой Раф, вопрос от Шоши.
Dear Rav,
должна быть предваряющая подготовка, чтобы прийти к молитве, которая будет настоящим оружием.
The early preparation in order to reach the prayer that will become a true weapon.
The prayer that comes out of the heart.
Подготовка тоже, да.
And the preparation?
Also the preparation, yes.
So my own question, how to increase the power of prayer? What does that depend on?
The power of prayer depends on the connection between us. To be as one man with one heart.
Получается, моя сила молитвы зависит
от, вы сказали, подготовка должна исходить.
Turns out that my power of prayer depends, you said the preparation has to stem from the heart.
From as much that your friends will come into you, meaning connect to your heart, and from the mutual heart, you will turn to the Creator.
Лично от вас нет.
So it doesn't even depend on me, the power of prayer?
You personally know?
Можно еще вопрос?
Да.
Another question.
Донести в распространении до народа, что ненависть должна быть не к врагу.
In our dissemination, should we...
Ненависть должна быть не к врагу.
Tell the people that the hate should not be outside, but inside. The hate.
Hatred shouldn't be towards an enemy and not towards the war, but towards our ego, only towards it.
Woman Latin 10.
Women Latin 10.
Gracias, Rab.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Tov, Haifa 3.
Okay, Haifa 3.
Shalom Rav, Shalom Kli Olami.
Hello Rav, worldly. We learned that internality and externality. We have a big trouble in our country and the whole world. There are rallies against us, even in the world. We need to have a prayer that will connect everyone. Pray that everything will calm down. How to pray for the whole world to also calm down?
Adhesion in the Ten, adhesion in the Creator, and by this we cover everything. How can that be that after so many years you're asking about that again?
I want to say that we made this push. We see where we are disconnected in the internality and the externality because the whole world suddenly real problems, as if it's all around the world. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. What are we doing, Gilad?
That's it. We're thanking the Rav, and we have the next part of the lesson, the social time here.
That's very important, specifically the social time. If prayers will come out of this and new discernments, the plea to the Creator, the plea to the friends, so by this you attain your correction. It's a great correction, has to come from this part specifically. Good luck to you all.